schedule wise, like, man, you know, the uphill climb, it's a climb in numbers game, but also schedule wise.
They had one of the five hardest schedules remaining in all of baseball when we brought it up.
They did, like middle to late June. It was the top five toughest schedule. Well, because the American League Central has cooled off. Teams like the Guardians have lost, I don't know if they still have lost 10 in a row. I don't know if they finally won, but they had lost 10 in a row. So now you take a peek. One positive, I guess, if you're trying to factor in how to approach the next few weeks, too, in trades and everything, you know, the Royals now have the 21st toughest or 9th easiest schedule remaining in baseball. It's because they have six, yes, against the Tigers, the toughest team in baseball. But now if you go and you look on the easier side of it, they have six against the White Sox, three against the Nationals.
Who've been bad.
Three against the A's, and I understand the A's swept the Royals.
But they still are bad.
Pirates, who...
we're watching right now.
They got one game left with them. And then they have a couple against the Braves, who have been a massive disappointment this year. And then the Marlins. So the schedule has lightened up a little bit. Before, you would have had a team like the Twins, maybe even on the side of being tough, based on strength of schedule. And I understand it's baseball. Anybody can beat anybody. But we're just talking from a strength of schedule perspective. That is eased up compared to what it was.
A lot of this matters for the teams that you're going to face in there. And yeah, this does matter a lot, Gold, because when they started going through that thick part of their schedule, that's when the losing started. They are still struggling more against really good baseball teams than against bad baseball teams, which is not uncommon for a lot of people. But in the bottom 10 is just pretty much the entire division. The 26th hardest for the Twins, 27th hardest for the Tigers, the easiest schedule remaining in all of baseball at the hands of the Guardians, who aren't winning at all. But think about the teams you're going to have to pass. Those are the ones they're going to have to play a more difficult schedule than you. And that's what matters more than the rest of it. Yeah, sure, Seattle's kind of probably in your range. But the idea that it's softened up a little bit is what should, I think, give the Royals a little bit more internal optimism than what we're talking about, right? So if you've got that kind of schedule lined up with that, I'm looking at the difficult part of their schedule. It's not that bad either. The Mets, who are pretty good, are coming into town this weekend. But when you start looking at it, honestly, this is one of the things that kind of reassures me a little bit that maybe they can crawl back into this thing versus where they've been before. Because it was no longer than like 4 days, Gold, after we're like, Royals are facing their toughest 2 weeks of the entire season and have one of the toughest schedules remaining in baseball. And it went bad. It went real bad. And since that moment, their schedule has softened significantly. I'll just be honest. Twins aren't very good. Guardians aren't very good. And I'm sure they're saying the same thing about the Royals right now. But I still think the Royals' core is better than either of those teams. And more importantly, their pitching is better than either of those teams. I know we can talk more about Seth Lugo and Dallas Keuchel coming up here in about 50 or 20 minutes or so. But as you look at those teams, them being bad is great news for the Royals. I hope the Central falls off. It sucked when they were all good.
Yeah, look, all you can ask for at this point is, like, you know, can you beat up on bad teams and keep the bad teams down and losing teams losing and that kind of thing? And as you were saying, like, the Royals have not always done that this year. The A's swept them, and this is a Pirates team that, you know, offensively is right there with the Royals and how bad they are.
They did not score a run over the weekend.
This is what you have to do, but you're going to, yes, have to beat some high quality teams along the way. We were doing the math on this the other day. Like, you can't just the rest of the way beat up on the bad teams and be below 500 by a couple games against the world. Like, you will not make up the ground. Like, you're going to have, I'm not saying they got six games against the Tigers left. Okay.
3-3.
You'll
fine.
Take 3-3. Yeah. I mean,
you're not trying to catch them in the division. But you're trying not to lose more.
But ground. When I see you got six against the White Sox, can you go 5-1 or 4-2, Cody, against the White Sox? You got three against the Nationals. Got to win that series. Then you know, you've got series against, as you said, the Mets this weekend. You can't get swept by the New York Mets. You know, stuff like that. You got the Mariners still for three more. Can't get swept.
That's
you
the team fight. You're chasing still,
you know,
actively.
And you already didn't perform well, you know, against them in Seattle. So overall, like, you know, to the extent that I thought they need to, they even the series, I thought they needed to win 3 of 4. So
yeah, I do really do. I do think, yeah, they went 2-2. They didn't like.
Yeah,
they didn't perform poorly. They didn't lose ground to Seattle, but because they were behind Seattle, at some point they're going to actually. It's not even that they have to; it's that they can. The importance of the team who is directly ahead of you is on your schedule, so you can just make up not a half game, not play even game for game. You beat them in a 3-game sweep, and you were 4 games back. You are now only 1 game back. You know, you have a chance to catch up all the ground that you are missing on a team directly ahead of you, those become more and more and more important. But yeah, I'll be honest. I looked it up because you had brought it up before on the schedule. I'm like, you know, how hard is the schedule remaining? And I was like, not bad. You know what? It was kind of encouraging for me. I'm looking for reasons to be optimistic about the Royals. I'm always looking for reasons to be optimistic because it's easy to look in the negative or, I don't know, get TMZ headlines because you think someone's overweight. I don't need that in my life if I can avoid it.